You're listening to Good Morning with Ashley, where we will journey through finding the good in life's transitions. Hey, friends. Happy New Year, guys. Oh, my God, y'all. We made it. It is 2022. Woo, y'all. Listen, we are a couple of days in, and so far, so good. All right. We are here, and I am just very optimistic about this year, as I said in our last episode. Just grateful, first of all, for life, health, and strength. Grateful that I have the activity of my limbs. I don't want for nothing. I got clothes on my back. I got food on my table. It's some people who did not make it, but listen, millions, huh? What the song say? Didn't make it, but I was what? One, huh? Don't make me shout. I will shout right now. I was one of the ones who did, y'all. And so are you if you're listening. And I'm grateful to have you joining me again for another episode of the Good Morning Podcast. So I'm going to make this a quick one because, you know, we got a lot happening and we want to make sure that we are keeping ourselves together as it is the beginning of the year. So today, if I was to title this episode, y'all know we always come with the new year, new me. It's the new me. You know, y'all know how y'all come. But I'm coming with new year, new mindset. Guys, it is important that we have changed the way that we think. Then and only then will you start see things changing in your life. When you change your mind, you change your life, okay? And so one of my favorite scriptures, or two or three actually, that I'm going to be using today. One is 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, where it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new." And so when I think about that scripture, I think about how we have the ability to realign, readjust, restart as many times as we need to. Who says that it has to be a new year in order for us to become a new person? That's not true. So maybe, you know, already sometimes, you know, we got to hit the restart button on January 2nd. So maybe the first couple of days of the new year haven't been exactly what you wanted them to be already. It's okay. Why? Because you can restart and you can become a new creature all over again. Okay. You do not have to think that the only time that you can be refreshed and be renewed is at the brink of a new season. That is not true. You have the ability to continue to do that as many times as you need to. I also love Philippians 2:5, where it says, "Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus." I think about when you take on the mind of Christ, you know, and I think that is a part of, you know, thinking on things that are lovely, that are pure, that are of good report, things that are of virtue, things that are of praise. If it be any of those things, think on those things, you know. And I think that those are the things that Christ thinks on. He thinks about how much he loves us and how much he's proud of us and how much he cares for us. And although we make mistakes and we're not perfect, and things happen and we need, we stand in the need of repentance, he stands ready to forgive. He stands ready for us to come to him. He stands ready to refresh us. And I think that those on, when they talk about taking on the mind of Christ, that is something that we have to think of as it relates to our natural lives, you know, standing ready to forgive, standing ready to love people in spite of, not necessarily putting those people right back into our lives where they left off, but loving them in spite of, with boundaries, from a distance. You know, sometimes you got to keep people at bay. Sometimes you can't bring them right back where they are, but you still have an obligation to love and to forgive and to still see about your brother and or sister. I like one more scripture, and it is, I'm sorry, I didn't put the scripture down, but I didn't write down what it was. But listen, here it is. "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Guys, your mind, you know, people say a mind is a terrible thing to waste. No, for real. It really is. And you can be transformed literally by the renewing of your mind, by changing the way that you think, changing the way that you see things, changing your perspective. Listen, everything that seems bad ain't bad, but it takes a maturity, a mental maturity of being able to consciously seeing that. You know, sometimes we want to see things as just being horrible. Like, for an example, the pandemic. Like, people be like, oh, this was just a horrible time and all that different stuff. And yes, it was. Like, we lost a lot of lives. A lot of people, you know, got sick and got ill. But for me, the pandemic was something I needed because it allowed me to become refreshed. It gave me time to myself. It gave me time to grieve. It gave me time to heal. It gave me time to rest. I needed sleep. But only from a mature perspective and a renewed mind can you see it from that way. So it's all about how you are able to develop yourself mentally that's going to carry you through. So this is going to be a challenge for a lot of us because we are so used to letting the first negative thought win us over. Let's not do that this year. Let's make sure that we process things differently, where we are not letting one thing that happens ruin our day, where we are not letting one negative thought or one negative situation change our perspective about how we're going to see things moving forward. Let's have some maturity. Let's have or take on a new mindset, a renewed mind. It's not going to be easy, y'all. It's hard. It's difficult. Even with me being one of those people who I like to say, I try to look on the bright side, or like my tagline says, finding the good in life's transitions, because transitions can be hard. All transitions are good transitions. Some of them are hellish and very difficult, but it is all about how you choose to see these things. It's all about how you choose to think on these things that are happening. So listen, guys, listen, I told y'all this is going to be quick because I just want y'all to get this in your brains for the top of the year. It's a lot going on mentally. You know, some of us are still trying to work our way out of 2021. So I'm 2020. But we can do this. We can do this. I know for me, I pray all the time for a renewed mind. I pray to see things how Christ sees them. Now, I know I'm not going to ever really see them like him all the time because he was perfect in all of his ways. I am not like that. I'm going to see some stuff in a way that may have a negative connotation, but I can still pray for a renewed mindset even in that area. So while it may seem like there's no turning back from the way that you think, there's no turning back from how you choose to, you know, like, some people justify their perspective. Some of these perspectives are not justifiable, y'all. It's insane. So let's just do better in this area moving forward. New year, new you, but even more so a new mindset. We cannot afford to go into this year thinking the same way. All right. We got to have a new type of maturity so that we are able to really take on all that 2022 has to offer us. There are some things that God wants to do for you this year, but it's going to require you to grow up in your mind first. So this may be a task, but it's not impossible. All right. Y'all hear me? Y'all with me? All right. Listen, we rocking in this new year, coming with some more heat, some more things to talk about, because we not just going, you know, we not going to let this year be a fly by night situation. It's going to go by quick and it's going to be good, but we got to work on our minds first. All right. So until then, I hope you continue to find the good in life's transitions.